Senator, I live this every day and night.
I understand.
I go to bed at night worrying that I didn't do enough that day to make sure I protect the American people.
We heard that at the top of the hour. That's John Brennan at his Senate confirmation hearing to lead the CIA. And it bears repeating. It's sort of his visceral sense of what he thinks his mission is. President Obama's chief counterterrorism advisor faced Senate confirmation yesterday as CIA director. The hearings were a rare window, a real open discussion on a variety of controversial policies and practices at CIA under Brennan's predecessors. With us is Tim Weiner, author of the books Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA, and Enemies, History of the FBI, which is out in paperback next week. Tim, welcome back.
Hi, John.
So what do you make of Brennan? Is he standard issue character in the corridor of those who have headed the CIA in the last quarter century or so? Or does he represent something fundamentally different?
Fundamentally important in that he is a career CIA officer. And you've got to go back 20 years to Bob Gates and the George H.W. Bush administration to find someone who had served the CIA all his career and knows how it works. That helps. What's also important is that Brennan seems to want to turn over a new leaf at the CIA and change the way the war on terror has been conducted for the last 11 years. That's real important.
And it seems to me that he's going to be very aggressive. Listen here to his answer to a question of whether he, as a lower-level official within the CIA, should have raised his hand and should have actually objected to some of the techniques that were being used in so-called enhanced interrogations. Listen.
I had expressed my personal objections and views to my some agency colleagues about certain of those EITs, such as waterboarding, nudity, and others, where I professed my personal objections to it, but I did not try to stop it because it was something that was being done in a different part of the agency under the authority of others. And it was something that was directed by the administration at the time.
Tim Weiner, is the subtext there, if the president wants it done, I'll do it. Morality, sort of forget about it. I'll keep my objections to myself. That's how you get along at the CIA.
Brennan recognizes, I think, that in our conduct of the war on terror, we, the United States, have violated some of the laws of God and man and war. And the cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of prisoners, to quote Senator John McCain, was one of those violations. A second is the use of secret prisons and torture. That was a tragedy that did serve to recruit jihadis across the world, as did the pictures from Abu Ghraib. And what conclusion Obama and Brennan came to 4 years ago, that it would be better to kill rather than capture terrorist suspects. And that is what they have done in the drone program. But Brennan, I think, is going to want to turn the drone program over to the Department of Defense, give the Pentagon back their missiles. Killing your enemies, murder, is not a traditional role for the CIA, and it should not be. Killing people is a job for soldiers, not spies. Intelligence is a different business. It's trying to know your enemies. So Brennan should give the military back their missiles.
Although Brennan, when questioned on this idea of sending the drone program back to the Pentagon, he really denied that he wanted to do it. And if you listen to some of the things that he said, listen here, it seems to me the drone program has become the favorite covert op in CIA and at the White House.
I think there's a misimpression on the part of some American people who believe that we take strikes to punish terrorists for past transgressions. Nothing could be further from the truth. We only take such actions as a last resort to save lives when there's no other alternative to taking an action that's going to mitigate that threat.
He's Mr. Lifesaver over there at the CIA with his drones.
Well, I think that that was a weasel-worded answer, frankly, and that the legal justifications for this, as we've seen in the declassified white paper on drone strikes, are very, very thin. You cannot justify this program by having some smart government lawyer say, well, all's fair in love and war. There are laws of war, and there is no question that this program has killed civilians, and there is no question that killing civilians is bad for business, because it creates rage and resentment overseas and ultimately may prolong the war on terror.
You know, before we go, let's explore, there was a lot of contentious questioning on the part of the senators, but this is a far cry from the Church Committee of oversight of the CIA back in the 70s and early 80s that really changed the agency forever. It seems to me that we are back before that era. We've actually, with Brennan, gone back to the Alan Dulles era on some level.
Well, Congress has done a terrible job in the 21st century in its role overseeing American intelligence. There are representatives, and we, the American people, need to know what's being done in our name. And we need to know that our country applies international law, common sense, and the laws of war when it goes out to fight the war on terror. If it doesn't, if we break those laws, we prolong the war on terror, we do ourselves no service, and we open this question. Okay, drones are not complicated technology. Lots of countries have it. If we violate the laws of war in their use, what's going to happen the first time the Chinese use them in Tibet, or the Russians use them in Chechnya, or God forbid, some madman in Montreal decides to drop something nasty over New York or Boston? We need to clarify with a much greater deal of transparency, openness, and debate what we are doing in the name of war on terror. And Brennan needs to do that.
All right. Looks like he's likely to be confirmed, however. He's a career CIA officer, the first in 20 years possibly to head the CIA. Tim Weiner, thanks so much.
You bet, John.
Tim Weiner is author of Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA, and also Enemies, History of the FBI on the Brennan confirmation hearings.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.